This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. When radicalized proponents of abortion speak of violence against women to support their worldview that abortion protects women, they rely on a study from a World Bank report originally released nearly 20 years ago. A report at Life News on the UN Commission on the Status of Women tries to offer a balanced look at why so many statistics used by abortion advocates are at least misleading. Another report laments how many gathering at the UN last week ignored the violence done to women in abortion. The UN Commission on the Status of Women heard repeatedly from Reggie Littlejohn last week on the issue of gender selection abortions and government policies that promote such gendercide. In China, where much of her work is done, a preference for sons, coupled with China's one-child policy, creates a gender imbalance, driving human trafficking and sex slavery. This is Life News Radio. Did you know that women who find themselves in an emergency pregnancy often do not reach out to their closest family and friends? They find themselves alone and afraid. Birthright provides loving, non-judgmental support for these women and their babies. Do you need to talk to a friend, or are you the person to volunteer to help a woman? Either way, here is the Birthright phone number, 800-550-4900, 800-550-4900. In other news, excluding weekends and holidays, South Dakota's new abortion waiting period of 72 hours makes it the longest waiting period for an abortion in the nation, and New Hampshire is considering a bill redefining hydration and nutrition in a state law that could okay the gruesome process of dehydrating disabled patients to death. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.